You don't have enough battery? You don't have a powerful enough flashlight? You can't hold down all your loose papers? Well, the Ukitel WP100 Titan is literally 3 times better than an iPhone at all of those workloads. Look at this. Okay, in all seriousness though, this thing looks flipping incredible. I am talking a standby time of 6 months, a typical advertised usage time of 2 weeks, and over 45 hours of continuous video playback. I saw the picture on their website of users literally using this phone as a hammer, and I thought they were kind of memeing. I don't think they are anymore. Wow! It has a 33,000 milliamp hour battery inside it, an integrated projector that can apparently hit about 100 lumens, a 1200 lumen integrated LED camping light that apparently will run for over 20 hours before your battery is drained, not to mention 18 watt
reversed wired charging.
It doesn't appear to actually wireless charge itself. While it does have fast wired charging, it's rated at 66 watts, it takes 4 flipping hours to charge this phone. But I mean, hey, in fairness to Ukitel, they at least include a charger for you. You may be able to find other chargers that work, but we tried a couple of others and got some very, very strange behavior. Basically, our charging tests did not finish. Got little threaded thumb screws? You screw them in on this side, and then you suspend it as a campsite light. It is IP68 water resistance rated. What's really curious is they say it's IP69 dust? That's not how that works. The IP68 includes your water and your dust rating, so I don't know. It turned on. Oh, okay, I accidentally pressed the power button. Looks like the power button has an integrated fingerprint sensor. I don't know what the crap all these grills are for. There's kind of like a rubberized grip here. It's not super rubbery and not super grippy. And then we've got some brushed metal here. On the bottom, we've got the Type-C port as well as a microphone port. We've got 2 things that could be volume rockers. We'll figure out which one is which. And look at that, NFC support. The cameras are 2 megapixel for the macro, 20 megapixel for the night camera, and 200 megapixel for the main shooter, along with a 32 megapixel front camera. Wow, just to help you guys grasp the gravity of the situation here. Okay, here's my Pixel 9a for context. That is versus something in a grip case.
Is it heavy?
Is it heavy? You're asking me if it's heavy, brother. It's heavy. It's marketed at outdoors people, you know, contractors, campers and the like, people who might be, you know, off grid for weeks at a time. But is it marketed at people who need to be able to use a phone? Certainly not one-handed. Like, my goodness, I think my arm would get tired. Maybe the target audience is people more rugged than me. Oh, sorry. I forgot to show you guys the hanger piece for this. So there's the handle. So you could hold your phone like this. It weighs 900 grams! So when I was saying it's 3 times better than the iPhone, I meant to use as a blunt instrument for, like, murder. It's not purely a gimmick device, though. Other than the fairly pedestrian MediaTek processor, which we found performed at about a third of the level of a modern flagship device, like the Galaxy S25 Edge, it's got actually kind of somewhat reasonable specs. Imagine having to say that your phone has being able to fit in a pocket as a feature.
Right. Hold on.
Let's talk about the screen. It's 2460 by 1080 AMOLED. It has a Gorilla Glass 5 layer on top and apparently will do up to 120 hertz. That's right, Apple. Even this thing has a high refresh rate display. There is no excuse for locking that to your pro phones. Officially now. Oh my God. Okay, this is why the back button needs to be here, because I have no hope whatsoever. There we go. This thing is so funny. And for the people who need it, you're probably already looking for it to add to your cart right now, but there may be some things that will give you pause. Okay, give me a few minutes here. I want to see if I can move my back button. Navigation mode, look at that. Ooh! We can change our side key functions. Projector focus plus and minus. Are you flipping kidding me? Okay, so these are the programmable buttons. These must be my volume keys. Are these my... Hello? Okay, so these are my volume keys. Okay, is this it? Which one is it? Are neither of these configured to be volume control? Now hold on just a gosh darn second here. Wait, the projector focus function and the smart key function cannot be opened at the same time. Damn it. Okay, so this is the volume button. This is not doing anything. Am I missing something here? Do not disturb is on. Maybe that's the problem? Yes, okay. It's time to open the underwater camera. What makes a camera underwater? Yeah, function of touch will not be allowed in the water camera mode, but volume up, volume down, and switch the camera. Okay, perfect. Yeah, underwater camera mode. Hey, why don't we try out the camera right now? Oh, crap. I didn't catch how to exit it. Double click to open camera. Nope. Let's just open the camera regularly.
You're projecting or something.
Oh, dude, what? How'd I turn the... Ah, I turned the projector on. Hey, look at that. This kind of makes sense. So you could suspend it from the strap, and you'd get widescreen. So that would be for watching a movie. And then if you were using it, like in your hand, then you could project onto something. Look at that. Look at that, buddy. Yeah, let's hit the lights, huh? Hey, it's a campfire. I'm just thinking maybe I'll use my phone. Hey, it has auto keystone. Check this out. Auto keystone? I think they say you can get like 6 hours with the projector. Multiple movies. You can watch multiple movies in your campsite.
What's the resolution of this thing? Did they say? If they don't say, that's a bad sign.
It is 854 by 480.
Yeah, it is. Oh, dude, I figured out what all those vents are for. That's for cooling the projector. Check this out. You hear that? It's not a huge deal. Like, it doesn't by any means make it unusable. It's just something. Sort of the story of this phone's life. It's something. Buddy! If I was in the middle of nowhere, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna watch a movie. Yeah, I'd watch it on this. Why not? But it's not great. You know, it's not gonna be the epitome of image quality and clarity. Sure, yeah, fine. We can hear the speakers. We'll hear the speakers. They are poo-poo. And by they, I mean it. Yep, just one. No amplified earpiece speaker. They couldn't fit the amplification in there. They didn't have enough space. And we haven't even tried the work light yet. First, here's flashlight.
Have I told you the story of Wombat Man?
But we're not interested in flashlight. We're interested in flashbang. I'm gonna go 1/4. Wow! Good lordy! Okay. We're going a full. How about now? Am I bright enough? Okay, but there's a super mode. Wow, that is extremely bright. Our cameras are not capturing the brightness of this. Whoa, and the heat. Dude, you could warm your hands on this. Serious, Belle, get over here. You have to try this.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
Right?
It hurts the eyes a lot, but it's warm.
We can go back to lights on. There's a few other things to talk about here. One is that it comes with Android 14, upgradable to Android 15 via OTA. Last I checked, that's not the latest Android, and I don't think they're making any kind of promises with respect to future upgrades. Also, what does this 48 gigs of RAM mean? 16 gigs installed plus 32 gigs expandable? Are they just using some of the storage as RAM? Are they doing that thing? Because that's not 48 gigs of RAM, you guys. These speakers really are ass. They're usable. And you know what? The HDR is also usable. Mil standard 810H drop proof, that's good to know. And apparently that little fun fact about how it's thinner than 3 stacked iPhones, that is from their website. That is a wild marketing claim. Right, we haven't even talked about the biggest marketing claim of all. As advertised, it does in fact fit in your pocket. Can we find a woman, though? Can someone fetch me a woman?
It's me, the woman.
Okay.
Well, it fits.
Damn it, Reese. The point is, it's really big. Okay, let's check out the camera. That can't be that bad. It can't be. Wow. Oh my God. It's so bad. The shutter leg is so bad. Everything about it is so bad. Like, to be clear, if you're just trying to document a thing that was there, an event that took place, this'll do it. But it is not a photographer's wet dream.
Wet fart.
I dreamed I shat myself, and it was this camera. Okay, how about video? Oh, yeah, bud.
Oh, yeah, bud. Dude, Reese, you're like orange.
You don't look like that. Maybe it has a great selfie camera, okay? Wow, it's terrible. What does this AI button here do? Fetch me a woman. I mean, I guess if you're camping for weeks at a time, you get desperate. Wi-Fi 6E, Bluetooth 5.4, what else can I say about it? Oh yeah, we should probably get to the price. If you're the kind of person for whom this device was made, the $900+ price, although you can actually still get it through their completed Kickstarter page for $800, it might not throw you off too much. But I would question if maybe you'd be better off just getting like a phone and a battery bank and a lamp. You know, yeah, if you're the person for whom this is for you, I really hope you enjoy it. And for everyone else, subscribe to Short Circuit.